You're now tuned in to Sheriff Says
Sup.
Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
What's up, everybody?
Sup.
It's another beautiful day in Juneau, Alaska. I'ma tell you, this place is not hell. I don't care what anybody says about this place. This place is not hell. This place is beautiful. Just like everybody was like, oh, lying Ted, you know, after Trump said it. And then all of a sudden, you know what? Nah, he's beautiful Ted. Now he is beautiful Ted. This place is beautiful. So we got a really cool show for you today, and I'm just gonna jump right into it. We're gonna go ahead and call this episode Obama Be Spying. I meant to do a whole podcast just dedicated to that, but I don't know enough about it. I'm still figuring stuff out, and Dan Bongino is actually cracking the Spygate code, and so I'm gonna leave that all up to him. That's his area of this. I'm not gonna try to pretend to know. I'm just gonna tell you what I went through. We've already discussed the puke my ride, where Malia Obama came and puked my ride on purpose with her little best friend. So if you haven't checked out that episode, please go do that. Go check out that episode and you'll see what I'm talking about. So I will talk about something else that I didn't cover on that though, is because what had happened was, is she was under 21, she had a fake ID, and she was getting into, I believe it's called Blonde Bombshells, or Blondies, one or the other. But it's funny because a guy got a ride from me from that place, and he said that he actually owned the place. And so I know the owner of the place. Not personally, but we were in the car for about, I don't know, 20, 30 minutes together. So it was long enough to get to know him for a little bit, and he thought I was cool, told me to come by. I never did, and I'm sorry. I don't go to the bar. I just don't do it. But your bar is awesome. And if I went to any bar in that Saddlebag Loop, it would have definitely been your bar, mister. I freaking love your bar. It's beautiful. Beautiful. Beautiful! So, all right. You know, Obama be spying. Who all has he spied on? Well, the people that I know for a fact, it's me, Craig Britton, and people who are defensive over the way our country is, not necessarily conservative to a T, but we'll go ahead and say maybe Tea Party. I don't know. I don't even want to go there because the Tea Party, I wasn't there. I still don't know all the facts about the Tea Party. Yeah, okay, we know the story, but do you know all the facts? Were you really there? Who knows, right? But, well, and plus we don't have video back then, so We didn't have video, so yeah. Anyways, but we're gonna move right on because we're still talking about the Obama be spying. Obama be spying, bro. Now, I've always wondered, has he built something to where whenever he left presidency that he can still illegally spy on us? Have you been attacked in the last, I don't know, 10 years? And to where you're so depressed that you don't want to go outside? Have you felt that way? Do you just not feel the same? Do you not feel normal like you used to whenever you were a teenager, maybe? Or even whenever, you know, in your most recent years? Because if you remember back whenever Obama was really too busy to be spying that hard, and he didn't have all his extra time on his hands, there was a lot less bullcrap going on. I mean, yes, okay, in the White House, it was a bunch of stupid drama, but we felt better. Just like when Bush was in office, everybody had a lot of money and there was money kind of just free-flowing around. Then 9/11 happened, and then that was kind of the end of that. And then, you know, we're starting to see it come back now that Trump is in office, thank God. But, I mean, do you really see the trend of difference? And now, it's so bad that even African Americans are like, dude, it is not safe to be African American and to walk outside. You can't be black in America right now. So, it's like the Civil War all over. Oh my gosh, I don't understand how time keeps repeating itself. Shouldn't we have learned from the past? Isn't that what we learned to avoid in history books? I don't get it, man. I don't get it. But, you know, there's just way too much, I guess you could say, circumstantial evidence that Obama is Osama. And even if he wasn't Osama bin Laden, he's pulling terroristic moves on the low, under the radar. Y'all follow me? You understand here? So, I mean, let me ask you a question, though. Are you happy right now? Mm-mm, you're not. So, if you're not, I'm going to ask you to do me and the rest of the entire freaking world a huge favor. Put on a happy face today. Maybe you need to lay down in bed for a little bit and get some rest so you can reboot. But please, reboot your system right now so you can be happy again. Especially African Americans, man. Y'all are so cool. Y'all have been amazing to me. I mean, now, everybody has been amazing to me, but y'all have been so cool to me. And so I just want to return the favor and say, I love y'all. I love you. I love you so much. Just as a person, I love you so much. I'm not trying to marry you, but I love you. And I don't want to see you oppressed. I don't want to see you depressed. I don't want to see you held down. I don't like the fact that in recent years, y'all have spoken of oppression and you have now spoken it back into existence. I hope that makes sense. I really do. Because let me read this to you real quick, just for 1 second. So, you know, my buddy on Facebook is posting, being black in America is so dangerous. Some days I don't even want to go outside. I was just like, damn, stay positive. Nothing but love for you. You know, so I'm not going to get into it, but, you know, I just, you know. So then you go back to my Facebook and I'm trying to address something here because I'm seeing this and it's, man, the guy got so many freaking comments, 52 comments. And I probably say about 48 of them are all like, you know? So this is what I said on my page. So the Chance Trohan says, African Americans are awesome. Do you agree? Well, I'm pretty sure he's Hispanic. You know, I'm not trying to get into the details of who is what and what is who. But we'll just say he's Hispanic, you know, because he got a Hispanic last name. So he says, everyone's awesome regardless of ethnicity. I said, right. But I'm talking about African Americans specifically. To which he says, okay, it'd be easier to just include everyone rather than make you look like you're targeting a single ethnicity. That'd be like me saying Caucasian Americans are awesome. It carries no weight other than singling out white people, and it doesn't necessarily look good. You know, just saying. And he put a peace sign. And so I said, I'd rather shine a light on African Americans right now because African Americans are going through some really major shit, and they deserve to be held up for everyone to appreciate. So he's like, respect, man. And he put a fist emoji. I said, I understand what you mean, though, and that might look crazy to some, but I just saw a thread that is driving me crazy to even think about. It's showing me that they're going through what I'm going through, and I know what they feel like, being scared to leave the house in fear for being attacked just because they are who they are. I just want to dedicate a post to how badass and powerful they are. They're so freaking awesome, and I'll be damned if someone holds them down as a people. That's not cool at all. And Hispanics and Muslims most likely feel the same way, too. Everyone is going crazy right now inside their heads. And I'm just trying to take this one people at a time to bring us all back around, you know? Well, he loved that comment. And I said, let me rephrase that. They're going through what I just got over. So now I'm trying to help them get to where I'm at now, in a better place mentally. Unafraid to be in public because they're so strong and powerful. He came back and he said, I appreciate you, brother. Keep on keeping on. I said, that's what's up. We're in this to win this together, and I actually mean that instead of a broken promise politician. I've been lied to by them all my whole life, and I'm not taking this BS anymore. We're gonna knock down this neglectful culture and politics together, or it's just not what's up, you know? If you can't straight up just talk to a politician and they have a chance to run from you, then what's the good in that? How can you trust a politician that you can't even get a hold of? How can you trust a politician that doesn't email you back? How can you trust a politician that won't call you back? It's BS, and I'm not having this crap no more. Whoever you are out there, whoever's reading this, I love you so much. And so, I mean, that was that. So, I just wanted to get that out there, man, because it's terrible what's going on. Every ethnicity is getting singled out. They tried to white genocide shit even. It's BS. Get out of here with this crap. White genocide. What did I say, white genocide? I'm sorry. White supremacy. They tried this shit. We got rid of that. Even white supremacists from back in the day that were white supremacists aren't even white supremacists no more. They don't want that crap. Nobody wants that shit. One of the most gangsta-ass white supremacist-looking mofos said there's too much hate in this world. And if you're a fan of me, you know this. You know I said this whenever I said they went to prison in that podcast. You gotta go back to that podcast to see that story. But you know, so that brings me to Candace Owens and her hate for liberal agendas. So now, let me read those. On Twitter, Candace Owens says, "Dear Donald Trump, my Facebook page has been suspended for 7 days for posting that white supremacy is not a threat to Black America, as much as father absence and liberal policies that incentivize it are. I am censored for posting the poverty rates in fatherless homes." Look, now, had she put it like that on Facebook to begin with, she wouldn't have gotten blocked off of Facebook, I'm telling you right now. But it says, "This post goes against our community standards. Looks like you posted something that doesn't follow our community standards." Candace Owens. "Black America must wake up to the great liberal hoax. White supremacy is not a threat. Liberal supremacy is." Like, whoa, right? Whoa. It doesn't have anything to do with the photo underneath. It's what she said right there. Right there is all you need to see to know that this is not okay for her to be posting. Okay? Now, this is what I said to that. I said, "That's pretty racially charged. It's definitely no secret why you got suspended. Do I agree with the suspension? No, but I can still see why they don't want it promoted. When I saw a guy with swastika tats all over his face and head saying that there's too much hate in this world, I said I'd rather promote the positivity of his message and not any kind of hate for others. Sometimes Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter aren't clear on why they're suspending you, but when you look at what is surrounding the content, you can see why they're doing it. Think outside the box, and you will understand the message they're sending out. With YouTube, I'm not often sure what their motivation is. I struggle seeing why they suspended my videos. But after all, I am posting content based around an ongoing legal matter. Kind of a sticky situation. I often forget that because I am so upset about the issue my content tackles. For example, how would you feel if you were neck deep in an investigation and some guy came along and told everybody all the stuff that you're trying to keep from the people that you're trying to bust? I am by no means a professional. Even though in my own right, I'm right. I'm still not pro." Then I said, "In light of everything going on, this song is so important right now. Please also read the lyrics." But then I pointed out a certain lyric in particular. "The slow of your heartbeat is stripped with incision." If you know what an incision is, that's a cut. So the slow of your heartbeat, which means you're having a slow heartbeat going on, is stripped with incision. I said, "That means that what's in your mind is cutting right between your inner peace. And you can't remain calm and focused anymore because you're so focused on what is taking over your thoughts. It's unhealthy, like a cut. It cuts right between you and your inner peace. You understand? So then your heart is going fast now. So the slow of your heartbeat is stripped with incision. You cannot remain calm anymore." And that song is called Virus. You can check that out at psychicsoldiers.com. So anyways, that's that. Moving on. All right, so we were talking about Obama and his BS spying, right? Well, what does Obama promote? The Obama Femet? What is an Obama Femet? Obama, the Baphomet. Put those two together and you got Obama Femet. You know, I think I got a friend that worships the devil now. Like, I don't know what's going on in this dude's life. But he was dating this girl and he used to be a karaoke jockey, right? I don't know if he is anymore or not, but he used to be a karaoke jockey whenever I hung out with him and knew him. And I mean, I still know him, whatever, but I did not know he had a sex change. or he was trying to go through that, the transgender thing, right? And that gave me a whole new perspective on transgenderism. If that's what you want to do with yourself, to yourself, fine, so be it. That is your choice. And who am I to say you can't do that, right? You got rights just like everyone to be whoever you want and do whatever you want and be however you want. I totally respect that. What I do not appreciate is the fact that your ex probably did this to you. Because you weren't like this back in the day. I mean, you may have... I don't know. I'm not touching that part. But what I'm saying, though, is that people in Phoenix who date women don't understand that their women try to contort them. I didn't understand that was going on with my ex and my relationship, you know? I didn't understand that. But then I'm pointed out this guy's Facebook, and he's got like a pentagram, but it's right side up. But it's black, and it's a pentagram, and it's a necklace around his neck. I'm sorry, but you are who you are to me, and I remember you as that, not what's going on with you. You know, I love you. This is not even to knock anybody. This is not to knock transgenderism. Like I said, if you want to do that, that's perfectly fine. That's all you. But at the same time, we need to address what's going on with you mentally, right? I'm not trying to force anything or shove anything down your throat by any means necessary at all. You understand? I'm just trying to say that psychologically, there's something that flipped, right? And I'm just trying to get to the bottom of that. You can still be whatever you want. I just want to make sure that you're okay, because wow. The reason this means so much to me right now is because I've never been shown somebody like, hey, did you know that person we used to hang out with and do karaoke with changed himself drastically like this? Really? Okay. And I wasn't even about to go pry into life or nothing, but then I got shown the Facebook of this person. I'm like, holy crap. Wow, what? Oh my God, because I didn't even remember who it was at first. I couldn't remember what they looked like. I remembered them, I remembered the situation. I remember going to the bar and hanging out and all that, you know? And not drinking necessarily, but just hanging. We just hung out and did karaoke, that's all we did. And so, then I remembered who it was, and I was like, holy crap, whoa. But that wasn't what shocked me. It wasn't that they changed themselves like that. It was the pendant around their necklace, around their neck. I said, dude, I understand if you want to do that. You want to grow a pair of boobs. You want to shrink your junk or even get rid of it surgically. Fine. That's all you. That's do you, boo-boo. But man, whenever you worship something ridiculous at like the Obama Femet or whatever, or like, I don't, you know what I'm saying? What is going on? That makes me want to check up on you. The sex change, fine. I don't care about that. I know I do. It's because it's like, whoa, holy crap, really? But I'm not like obsessed over it or nothing. The thing that I'm like obsessing over is the fact that all of a sudden there's a something that symbolizes some kind of devil worship. Like I said, it's not upside down, but it's still there. And I don't understand that, right? Changing yourself into a woman, I get it. I totally get that, but I don't understand the pentagram, okay? I don't understand the seances. I don't understand how that is enhancing your life in any type of way. I think it's sick, as a matter of fact. And I think I'm just gonna leave that there, man. I think I'm just gonna leave that alone right there. Because I'm not trying to overstep any boundaries. Like I said, you wanna have that, you wanna do that, that's fine. But whenever you wanna do something like, that's not even devil worship. That's Obama Femet. That's an idol. We all know that worshiping idols is wrong. And if you didn't, you should check out the story of Moses. Just saying. I'm just saying, man. But at the same time, he was worshiping the word of God, right? But he turned it into an idol. and they worshiped around that. Do you see how that conflicts? Conflicts? It really does. So I just wanted to point that out also. There's very strong inconsistencies in the Bible that nobody's picking up on. I get it, the word of God is great, but then you turned it into an idol. That's all I'm saying. So, there was this job that I was going to work at out here in Juneau. I showed them my presidency page, which you click the main logo and it goes to the Las Vegas shooting investigation facts that I found. Now these are facts. This is my investigation. This is my discovery. These are hard facts. Now, some of it is where I'm still questioning here and there, but I left that up for nostalgic purposes. I've tried to go through and kind of comb out what is not sticking, but you know, there's still some things that I'm, you know, still here and there at. But the major fact is that it's well documented. Everything that I went through, everything that I saw, everything that I discovered is well documented. So YouTube talking about the Las Vegas shooting was well documented and that I'm full of shit and whatnot, bullshit. 100% bullshit, YouTube. You cannot say the fact that I'm calling these people a liar on one of my videos is legit, because they're lying. They did not document themselves well enough because I came through and I busted up their whole camaraderie. You get it now? Whatever, dude. So, all of a sudden I'm not hired. Like, right after I sent that, it took about 20 minutes, and all of a sudden I'm not hired. I was gung-ho hired right before that. 20 minutes later, nope, not so much. You really gotta think about that. Could they have hired somebody else in the meantime? Sure. Sure. But I was already hired. Just wanna point that out. Just wanna point that out. I had some issues with scheduling orientation, so that could also be it. I'm just saying it looks really funny because it was like that. It was all of a sudden like that. Hey dude, I'm running for president, check this page out. We hired somebody else. Looks like we hired somebody else, man. Hey, have yourself a good day. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for everything you did for me. And I am not in any way knocking any of these people. I'm not pointing the finger at these people. I'm just saying, looks kind of funny to me. Just looks, there are no coincidences in this world, and that looks kind of funny to me. So anyways, now that we're through with that, let's talk about actually running for president. I want to ask you a question. What good is my word if I don't have support? Seriously, what good is my word if I don't have your support? Do you remember what they say? Money talks, BS walks. If for any reason I haven't garnered your support financially, then what good is my word? I have no money and no support to back it. That's if you don't support me. But if you do, I really would appreciate your support and your donations. And you can donate by going to chance.money. Go to that link, chance.money, and send whatever you can, please. I'm asking for your support because what good is my word if I don't have your support? Speaking of people who need our support, African Americans need our support right now more than ever. What can we do to support African Americans? Show them that we support them. Tell them you support them. Ask them, is there anything that you can do? Be involved in their lives. Show them support. But if you turn around and you pervert what I'm saying and you try to support them in a different way, but only to trick them and entrap them, guess which part of America is not going to be happy? The people that are agreeing with me right now. So you better think about what you're doing before you mess with any more black people, because they will get black on your ass. I'm telling you, you're going to push them over the edge and they're going to get black on your ass. And it's not going to be funny. It's not gonna be fun and games. It's not gonna be no Obama for Met worship. It's gonna be kicking your fucking ass. And pardon me for my language, but I'm putting this stuff bluntly. And I'm not editing it. I'm not gonna put a bleep over it. It's plain and simple. Like I said, if you don't like what I'm saying on this podcast, then leave. You know, Muslims in America is something else right now. It's crazy. I was in Vegas and I saw this Muslim dude, and it wasn't just that he's Muslim, he was a Vegas creeper, looking at this girl who walked by, and I mean, staring so hard it was gross. Turned around, all the way, broke his neck to look at her. So hard that it was beyond gross. And I addressed him and said, "Excuse me." And then, so she turns around, she's like, "Huh?" And I'm like, "Nothing, dude." And so I explained to her. I say dude all the time. Like, he was like a teenager looky-loo. Like, the first time he had ever seen a female, ever. Like, what is that? Like, it was gross, dude. I just want to point that out, man. Times are getting really crazy, so I'm asking all of you, and each and every one of you, to help look out for each other right now. Please, support each other right now. I'm begging you, please support each other right now. Look after one another. So, I wonder what Trump's up to today. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing, Donald? What's your day look like today? Are you busy? What kind of day are you having today? Is it a good day? Is it a bad day? Like, what does your day look like in the White House? What does a normal presidential day look like for you? Is it different than what Obama's day looked like? Is it different than what Ronald Reagan's day looked like? What about Eisenhower? What about Lincoln? Makes you wonder, right? Like, what kind of day is Donald having? Like, what is he up to today? What is he doing? I want you to understand, these people are human. I'm trying to normalize them for you instead of being some mythical creature in office. Remember, this dude was on TV. You saw his life beforehand. So I wonder what it's like to be Donald Trump. Let's talk about something else right now. Barron Trump and the time travel conspiracy. What is that all about? Well, where did this book come from and why was it written? I don't get it. That's all I'm gonna say about that. I really don't get it. And Barron's name was spelled differently. And why did he name him Barron Trump? I don't get it. Was it to fulfill a prophecy? What is going on, man? I'm still trying to piece that together. I'd like to pretend like I know about that, but I really don't, you know? But the last thing I really want to touch on is, who the F is a liberal anyways? And what gives them the right to be so darn liberal? Obama's a liberal, right? Look at all the stuff this coward is doing. Who gave you the right to do whatever you think you can just do because you want to do it, just because you want to do it? I don't even understand where you get off being like that and thinking that you can just behave that way. You're not free to do whatever you want any old time. You can't just go and murder somebody and think you're gonna get away with it, okay? That's not the way the world works. You're gonna have to hide yourself afterwards, and it just does not work that way. You cannot just do as you damn well please. Do you hear the words that are coming out of my mouth? You are not free to do whatever you want. You are not. And I say that with a serious level of conviction.